Hey everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Just to quickly respond to a criticism that Muslims will often hurl at the Bible. Namely, that the Bible portrays great men of God or prophets as doing bad things sometimes. Like, for example, you've got David and Bathsheba, or you've got, you know, Abraham lies about Sarah and that whole debacle in Genesis. Or one that they love to bring up, and this isn't really a great man of God or a prophet, is that they bring up the fact that the Bible calls Lot a righteous man, but then of course you have this horrible story in the cave with his daughters and so forth where they get him drunk and lie with him or whatever. But, you know, ironically, this is actually one of the things that should show us how far superior the Bible is to the Quran, because that's how real life is, okay? And one of the hallmarks of just bad literature is just characters that are just cardboard and one-dimensional and very simple. What do I mean by that? Like, basically, the good guys are just 100% good, and the bad guys are 100% bad. That's like a superhero cartoon or something. That's not real life, okay? In real life, people are complex and people's character contains contradictions. And so anyone who knows anything about good literature knows that good literature develops complex characters. And so the good guys aren't just all 100% good all the time, and the bad guys aren't all 100% bad all the time. That's bogus. That's not real life. And that's a sign of somebody who doesn't know how to write well, you know, if they write that kind of a cheap story. Okay. Now, obviously, the Bible is more than great literature. The Bible is the Word of God. But the Bible is also great literature, and even non-believers will acknowledge the Bible as great literature because it has this complex character development and all the other things that make up great literature. You know, think about how even in the Bible, sometimes the bad guys are sympathetic characters. The Bible doesn't just have good people doing bad things. But you've got, for example, the witch at Endor actually being a somewhat likable character where she, you know, she feels bad for Saul and she's trying to get him to eat food and she seems like a nice person. Or you've got people like King Ahab, who's a bad guy, but yet there are times when you're sympathizing with Ahab or where he does some good things or makes some good decisions. And, you know, we can go on and on about the good characters in the Bible who do bad things, or the bad characters in the Bible who do good things. And, you know, it should be obvious that if the creator of the universe, who made this magnificent world that we live in and the magnificent universe, if he writes a book, it's going to be great in every way. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing literature. Okay. And this is one of the reasons why the Quran should be rejected out of hand, is because it's poor literature, bad writing. It's a boring book. It's not even written well at all. And so that right there should show you this is not written by a divine being. This is written by an illiterate Muhammad. Okay. You know, the guy didn't know anything about literature, so he wrote a crappy book. It's that simple. Okay. Whereas the Bible is inspired by God, and God, of course, if he writes a book, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be the greatest book of all time. And the Bible is the greatest book of all time. And the case can easily be made that the Bible is the greatest book of all time. Of course, we by faith believe that it's the very Word of God. And so, yet, I'm not trying to just say that the Bible is just good literature or a good book. But I'm saying that the Bible is good literature and it is a good book, even though we know that it's more than that. Whereas the Quran is far less than that on both accounts. And so it's ironic that Muslims criticize the Bible for showing the faults and contradictions in the lives of men of God, when in reality, they're actually just pointing out one of the many ways that the Bible is far superior to the Quran, because it actually portrays characters realistically, not one-dimensionally, complex character development, which is part of all good literature, and it's part of real life. God bless you. Have a great day.